All right, let's go back through the Mishnah on Ayin Hamud Beis, the issue there of the Ashram that got mixed in with the Shlamim. Mishnah said, Ashram Shnezari B'Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shnei B'Shachtu B'Tzafon, V'Yachlu G'chomer Shevohen. Ashram and Shlamim get confused, so Rabbi Shimon says, Yishach both in the north, meaning you treat them both as in Ashram, with the stricter standard, and you eat them also with the stricter standard. Amrulo, Ein Mavin, Kajmul, Beis Hapsul. When we say stricter standard, it isn't just time wise, it's also in terms of who can eat them. The Shlamim had Bailim eating it. The Ashram is Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says, that's Rabbi Shimon's standard. The Chachamim said, Ein Mavin, Kajmul, Beis Hapsul. You're not allowed to cause Kajmul to become Pasul. And I pointed out very briefly yesterday, Rashi understands bringing Kajmul to the Beis Hapsul to mean that you're moving up the time by which it must be eaten. You're decreasing the time in which it may be eaten. The Dam Zavachim pointed out, based on Chacham Tzvi, that it may be that you're reducing the end time specifically. And the Rambam, in the Mishnah in Shvi, as Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, has an entirely different approach. He says it's that it's more subject to disqualification because in the case of Asham and Shlamim, to apply it here, the Asham can be eaten by fewer people. The Shlamim and the space in which you can take the Asham is reduced. The discussion there is a discussion we'll see in the Gemara here about cooking shvius with truma, and the problem is that it can become tamei and become disqualified if you cook it with truma. So that's the Rambam's view. Nisarvu chatichos bachatichos, second part of the Mishnah. If pieces of karbanos get mixed together, so kachim kachim bekachim kalim hanachol liyamech benachol mishnayam v'layla yeachlu kechamor shevohen. If it's high level with low level, karbanos with the shorter time limit versus karbanos that have a longer time, you have to eat it according to the stricter way. And as Rashi notes, yeachlu kechamor shevohen ubahar rabbanon maudu, and this the rabbanon agreed. The lekat akad achrisi, because there is no other way around it. There's nothing else you can do. Whereas if they're alive, the Ashram and the Shlamim, you do have an option. The Chachamim prescribe, as we said yesterday in Rashi notes, that you wait until it gets a mum and you redeem it. That's what the Chachamim would like you to do instead of treating them both as an Ashram. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, just treat them both as an Ashram. When it comes to carbon pieces, well, we have no other options. So the Gemara launches us into a discussion about this issue of bringing kajm to the base hapsul and whether this is a lechatchila or a bidyevet. The Tani Tana Kamei de Rav. Someone taught in front of Rav the following lesson: Shviyus ein lochin bidameha truma mipnei shematin ba'achilasa. I'm not allowed to purchase shemitah produce using truma money mipnei shematin ba'achilasa, because then I reduce the ways in which you're allowed to eat the truma. That's no. Take a look at Rashi. Shviyus ein lochin bidameha truma. Take a look at Rashi. Mipnei shemait bizman achilas hatruma. You reduce the time for which you're allowed to eat the truma, because now you have to eat it before the beer. Umivili day isser achila, where Rashi, one line up from the bottom on Ayin Hayim at base, umivili day isser achila, you cause it to become usser for consumption. Shatzichat shit is bar mina olam, kodim shetach lachaya shabbasadek. You're going to have to get rid of it.
That means you can't purchase truma with Shemitah produce.
Yeah.
Kedusha transfers to the truma.
You can't purchase, right, but he's dealing with the reverse case here. He's dealing with purchasing, he's dealing with purchasing Shemitah with Truma money. You're right. Truma with Shemitah money. I'm sorry. You're right. 100% right. It's not Demei Truma, it's Demei Truma. Thank you. The Rashi also notes, parenthetically, that there is no such thing as Truma and Shemitah here. So he says, Truma zum mitvah shar shnei shavua haisa, uzman achila sala olam, of course. The Truma is from other years. Shvi is lav baz Truma zum maestros he. Right? Which isn't entirely true, but it's good enough for our purposes. So again, the statement is, don't buy Shvius. Don't buy truma with Shvius money. The Shvius money means I sold Shemitah produce for cash. That cash is now Shvius money. I can't buy truma with it. Amur Rabbanon Kamei de Rava, or it should really be Rabba. And the reason we know it's Rabba, aside from the little note in the margin, is because Abaye is going to respond. in the manner of Talmud to Rebbe, which Abai can do to Rabba, but Abai isn't going to do to Rabba, because Rabba is his own Talmud. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rabba, they said in front of Rabba this lesson, and they said, Adalok Rabbi Shimon, they said this is against Rabbi Shimon, Dik Rabbi Shimon, Amar Mavian Kachim Lebeis Hapsul, because Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah indicated with the Asham and the Shlamim, I can treat the Shlamim as an Asham, and thereby cause it to become disqualified. So obviously then, he would also believe that you could buy Truma with Shemitah money. Amar lehu afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon, to which he replied, Rabba replied, it's not true. He said Rabbi Shimon would agree with this idea that you don't buy truma with shmita money because hani mili de'iavad, because that's only a b'di'evad situation. My asham is mixed with my shlamim. Now what do I do? So treat it as an asham. That's his preference, rather than wait for it to get a mum. If you're stuck, then you could be maybe lebeis hapsul. But lechatchila lo, but that's not an idea that he would actually recommend lechatchila. Sure, go ahead, buy truma with shemitah money. Have fun. No, that's not something that he's going to recommend. And that now launches a discussion that's going to take us all the way through the next daf. The question of, does Rabbi Shimon permit this lechatchila, or only b'di'evet? And we're going to go through four different challenges to this idea. Our first challenge, and our second, will come from Abaye. Abaye challenges this idea of Rabba. Tavavayin Vavam et Aleph. We learned V'chulan Rasha'in Kohanim L'shanos Ba'achilasan L'ochlan Tzluyin Shlukin Umubushalin V'laseis L'sochan Tavle Chulin V'tavle Truma Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. And in the side note, they note that some have the addition that says Rabbi Shimon. So this is talking about Korbanos, and it says the Kohanim can eat them however they want. I mentioned a couple of weeks back that the default is Tzaliyah. The default really is that you're supposed to eat Korbanos roasted. That, in fact, is the default. I talked about it back in Ezehu Mekoman. However, the truth of the matter is, if the Kohanim decide they don't like it roasted, they want it boiled or fried or whatever, they're allowed to do so. Rashi explains the source from the Gemara that we'll see later on. L'shanos b'achilasin k'ola ochlan tzluyin v'chulu. Rashi says on the top of the page, Omar kro l'chanes atim l'moshcha. The Pasuk says, I've given them to you for moshcha, like anointing. L'gedula, for greatness, meaning k'dar shamalachim ochlan, like the kings eat. Which is to say, kings, you want to know how kings eat? However they want, right? Like, where does the 800-pound gorilla sit? Wherever he wants. So that's what you do with korbanos. You can eat them however you choose. And the point for us is, you can use tavle chulin spices, but tavle truma. You can use truma spices. But if you put truma spices in the korban, you're reducing the time you can eat the truma, because there's a limited period of time for which you're allowed to eat the korban. So Amar Leih, to which Rabba's reply is, Hanach l'trumas tavlin derabanan. Truma of spices? That is a derabanan. I brought the pasuk on your sheet. The truma de'oraisa is reishis degoncha tiroshcha v'yitzharecha. That's it. Truma of grain, truma of wine, and truma of oil. That's your de'oraisa truma. Truma of spices? That's a derabanan. So it's a derabanan, yes. Then we believe, even l'chatchila, you can be maybe lebeis hapsul. You can cause it to become disqualified. Sorry? Yes, the only change in the girsa is Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shimon. Which makes it more of a question, because Rabbi Shimon is the one we're discussing. Otherwise, I could have said, it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shimon. Which is odd, by the way, we don't normally have that. But theoretically, I could have made that argument. If your addition is Rabbi Shimon, then there's nothing to argue. Okay. Esve, so Abaye tries again. Abaye says, we also learned, and this is the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni, Ein lochen truma bekesef meiser. You're not allowed to buy truma with Meiser Sheni money. Mipneshim ma'it ba'achilasa. Because if you do, then you reduce the space in which you're allowed to eat the truma, because Meiser Sheni stuff has to be in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon Matthew, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you are allowed to. Rabbi Shimon says, it's okay. So there, again, it's a lechatchila. And Rabbi Shimon is permitting me to do it. We call this like the Rambam that we mentioned in the beginning of the Shia. We mentioned that it's more than reducing time. It's also reducing other aspects of the consumption. So Rabbi Shimon says, you are permitted to do things to reduce the consumption of truma. And there it's not truma derabanan. It's any truma, apparently. So, ishtiklei. Rabba doesn't have an answer. Good point, Abaye. Well, Kiyosla Kamedra Rav Yosef, Abaye then comes in front of his other Rebbe, Rav Yosef, and Amar Leih, and Rav Yosef says, you had another challenge you could have used. Amaylo Tosvei Meha, why didn't you ask him based on the Mishnah in Shvius? Ein Mevashlin Yerek Shal Shvius B'Shemen Shal Truma Shal Yaviyu Kachim Lebeis Hapsul. The rule is, you can't cook Shemitah vegetables, Shemitah greens, literally, in Truma oil, lest you cause the disqualification of the truma, meaning the truma oil, v'Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon permits it. So again, l'chatchila, he is permitting me to cause truma, a reduced consumption. He's permitting me to be maybe kachim lebeis absul. So why didn't you use that, huh? So Amar le Abaye, to which Abaye says, what do you mean? He says, I tried that already when I tried the truma spices. And he told me those were only derabanan. So that's the same answer that he would have given me here. Hachanami, here too, trumas yerek derabanan. Truma of greens is only derabanan. To which Rabbi Yosef says, excuse me, but I think you misread your own source, right? Or the source that I brought, right? Which one was the truma?
The oil was
the truma. Ihachi, if that's really true, based on the way you're reading it, as Rashi says, Dimishun derabananu, that the issue is, now that's a derabanan, Ibcha mi boyele lemisni, then it should have been taught to the opposite way. Yorok shel truma, b'shemen shel shvius, truma greens with Shemitah oil. However, you did it as truma, as the oil being the truma. Oil, as I pointed out in that pasuk, reishis digon chatira shvius harecha, is in fact the deoraisa. Rashi walks you through it. Ibcha mi boyele lemisni, Ein mevashlan yarak shel truma b'shemen shviyas is what it should have said. Truma greens with Shemitah oil. Rabbi Shimon matir and Rabbi Shimon permits it. Then it would have been truma derabanan. Aval hashta shemen truma deraisei, but shemen truma is deraisei. He gives you a different pasuk, interestingly. Dirsib kochelev tirosh v'itzhar is the pasuk that he does, which says reishi sam, etc. It's a different pasuk. Why he brings different pasuk is actually interesting. I didn't notice that when I was preparing this. Interesting. The kashari Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, in fact, permits you to do it, then fine. You would have had a real point. But now you don't. The truma there is actually de'oraisa. So I'll come back to you again, Rabbi Yosef says to Abaye. Why didn't you challenge it based on the permission to cook Shemitah greens in truma oil? To which he answers, he says, you know what? Remember how we answered our Mishnah? Our Mishnah itself, where Rabbi Shimon permitted the Asham and the Shlamim, that was Bidiyavid, where they already were mixed together. Di'i Orav, they had already been mixed. Hachnami Di'i Orav, here too, it's where they were already mixed. So therefore, I have no argument. He could easily have said it's where they were already mixed in, to which the Gemara says, really? Di'i Orav, Maitam Ayud Rabbanan. If they're already mixed together, then why did the Rabbanan prohibit? What's there to prohibit? It's already done. He says, "No, midahava asham the shlamim." The answer is, it's like the asham and the shlamim, meaning just like with the asham, we said they should get a mum, right? They said let it get a mum so as to avoid bringing kachin to base absul. So to here they said you can't use it. To which he says, "What are you talking about?" Me dummy. How can you compare the two? How are they comparable? Hasam, in the case of our Mishnah and the Karbanos, I'll sum up in a second to make sure we're all on the same page. But in the case of the Karbanos, Islay Takanta Biri'iya, you had another option. Right? Your Ashim got mixed with your Shlamim, they're both alive. Let them both get a moment and be done with it. Halas Leitakanta Biri'iya. There is nothing you can do here. It's too late. They've already been cooked if you're talking about where you're mixing together the oil and the greens. Halo dami elachaticha shabachatichos. If you want to make a comparison, it's to the seifa of our Mishnah, where pieces of karbanos that are already geshechted, right, those got mixed together. Dekeilin deles leitakanta deochal kachomer shabayin. There's nothing else you can do, so therefore treat them both as karbanoshim. Treat them both in the strictest way possible. So he says, I don't buy your read of this case. Again, we had Rabbi Shimon say that you can cause kachim to be reduced in their edibility. You can be maybe kachim lebe. That was our Mishnah. We then said that's only b'di'evet that Rabbi Shimon permits this. We challenged that idea. Abaye said, I can show you where Rabbi Shimon permits it l'chatchila, flavoring with truma spices. No, that's only by truma derabanan. Abaye said, yeah, but Rabbi Shimon permits me to buy truma with Meiser Sheni money, even though he's limiting it to Yerushalayim. Aha, that was a good proof. Comes to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, you should have challenged it based on another source. It says that Rabbi Shimon will permit cooking Shemitah in truma oil. Abaye, why didn't you use that one? So Abaye says, well, that's only where it's already mixed in. That's only where it's b'di'evet. That's why. It's where you're stuck. And now he seems to have made the argument that, yeah, there's nothing else I can do. Ravina says, not so fast. Maskif la Ravina. Ravina challenges it and says, Mi dami, how can you compare the two? Chaticha sheva chatichos les la takanta klal. There's nothing you can do for pieces of carbon meat that are mixed together. Ha isle takanta beschita. Here, you could squeeze it out. Squeeze out the truma oil.
Hasn't been cooked yet.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
Yeah, literally squeeze it out. That's what he's saying. Rabbi Yosef, to which Rabbi Yosef will say back, Hechi nischot, how are you going to squeeze it out? Nischot tuba, if you squeeze it too much, kamafsid bishvias, you're going to destroy the Shemitah produce. And as Rashi points out, Rachmana Amar lo ochla v'lo lehefsid, you're not allowed to destroy Shemitah produce. Nischot purta, and if you err on the side of caution and you squeeze it too little, so v'yaruve me'erev, then you're going to end up with oil shruma still mixed into the Shemitah. There's nothing you can do. Come on, get real. There are no options here for correcting it. And that's the basis for Rabbi Yosef's challenge to Abaye. And we drop that now. Rabbi Yosef made his point, and we move on to challenge number four, which is anonymous. Esve, the Gemara asks, you really believe that Rabbi Shimon only permits it b'di'eved? We learn the following brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lamachas Mevi Hashama Velugo Imo. This is a fun case. You have someone who may or may not be a complete mitzora. Right, maybe it's not so much fun for him. But you have someone who may or may not be a complete mitzora. And he wants to now bring his karbanos. He goes through his 7 days. He's now ready to be purified. And he wants to bring his karban, but he doesn't know what to do. Can he bring his asham with the log of oil or not? So Rabbi Shimon's recommendation is lamacharas, the day after he has completed his 7-day count, maybe ashamo velugo imo. He brings this karban asham, and he also brings the log of oil. And this is what he does regarding the asham. We'll come back to the oil in a minute. But this is what he does for the asham. Vahomer, he says, im shel mitzora, if this is mitzora asham, hareza ashamo, here's the asham, vizelugo, and here's the oil that goes with it, the log of oil. Vim lav, and if not, asham ze shel shalmei nedava. And if not, I'll say that this animal is not really an asham. In fact, it's a voluntary karban shalamim. That's in fact what it is. Va'oso asham, to finish the quote, va'oso asham ta'u neshchita b'tzafon, you're going to shecht it in the north, meaning where you shecht an asham normally, umaten bahonos, and you have to put the oil on the different thumbs and big toes of the mitzara, usmicha, he leans on it, unisacha, he brings the wine and oil with it, tenufas chazev ashok, and you pick up the portions that are supposed to be picked up, and you can only eat it for a day and a night. In other words, you are telling me that this is what we do. We treat it in the strictest way possible. Well, it's everybody. We have no machlokas here, sorry. Like he's a full mitzvah, correct. But the point for us is, you're maybe kachem lebeis hapsul. Because if it's really in a dava, well, it's not really lechatchila, and that's going to be the Gemara's answer. Because it's dealing with someone who's a safek mitzvah already. You're stuck. It's not. This is a lechatchila recommendation for someone in a b'di'evit situation. So the Gemara's answer is tikune gavra sha'ani. Is what do you want me to do? We have to help this guy out. And I think what the idea of tikune gavra sha'ani is an important one. When we say tikune gavra sha'ani, what he's saying is we have a principle in halacha. Kol sha'as hadchak k'di'evit dami. If you're in a situation that we call sha'as hadchak, where you're under strain, you're stuck, we treat that like b'di'evit. This is a situation where you're stuck. You can't leave this guy in mitzvah his whole life, because he was a suffering mitzvah once. You can't do that to him. So therefore, you're right. It's maybe kachem lebeis hapsul. However, I don't have any better options to offer you. That's the idea. That's the recommendation. The Gemara now, so that's our answer to challenge number four. But the Gemara now goes on to a tangent. And the tangent is, what exactly do you do with the oil? You told me about the carbon. The carbon is either an asham or a voluntary shlamim. Good. What do you do with the oil? Hatenach asham. That's fine for the asham. Log ma'ika lamemar. But what exactly are you planning on doing with the log of oil? There's a great tosis to see, but I'm going to leave it till the end to see if we have time. The Mayikalamera, what will you do? The Omar Log Zayahe Nadava. The answer is, he brings the oil and says, if I'm a Mitzora, so it's Mitzora oil. If he's not a Mitzora, then it's a Nadava, just like we did with the animal. To which the Gemara says, aha, however, you have to know what you're supposed to do. And here I refer you to the table that I brought on the sheet, just to familiarize you, for those who may have forgotten their negayim, so to speak, what happens. A mitzvah brings oil. The first thing you do is tenufa. Ignore the numbers for the moment. The first thing you do is tenufa. You pick it up. You raise it up. The second thing you do is hazah, which means matan sheva. You're going to do 7 sprinklings. Then you place parts of it on the mitzvah himself, and then the rest gets eaten. No, not with a mitzvah. There's no kmitza by a mitzvah's oil. On the other column, if it's an edava oil, then you do kmitza. You put the komets on the mizbeach, and you eat the rest. Correct, if he's not a mitzvah. So those are two different things. Sorry, Yaakov, what? You want to say something?
I'm wondering why we ended up with 4 rayas here when we seem to have proven our point after in some of them.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know why we really needed to go on once Abaye brought his second one. That really seemed to be sufficient. We brought the third one because it was a conversation between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. It could be such la fushe milsa, you know, it expands on the issue. But you're right. At this point, we've proven our point. But going back, unless you're going to say that maybe there was some answer for Rabbi Yosef on his third, and that also would have knocked out the second, and therefore I need the fourth, but I can't see why. Especially when the fourth is so easily pushed aside, as l'tekune gavra. Unless the fourth is Rav Yosef is still talking to Abaye and Abaye responding, but it doesn't seem like it from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, this is what he does. He declares the oil is either Mitzvah oil or Nedava oil, to which the Gemara asks on the 6th line on Ayin Vav Mubay, 76b, V'dima lav Mitzvah who will buy Mekamitz. Maybe he's not a Mitzvah, in which case to do Kamitza. Yeah, Demakmitz, Inachanami, you do the Kamitza. V'dilma mitzara hu boy matan sheva. But wait a minute, maybe he's a mitzara and he has to do the hazah, this presentation of the 7. How are you going to do that? No, you can do that also. No, you can't. And now the Gemara asks this question. V'chaserle, you're lacking now. Look at Rashi. V'chaserle al yadei kamitza. It's now lacking because of the kamitza. V'log chaser pasul. You can't use a quantity of oil which is reduced. It has to be a full log when you do this matan sheva. Kedichsev, as the pasuk says, v'log shemen. That's the pasuk. So you're stuck. No. D'maisi porta umalile. What you do is a refill. It's like kos pagum by kiddush. So you just do a refill. Phil, this not as the Mishnah says, chaser aloga shlo yatzak. If something happens to reduce the log before you get to use it, no problem. Yimala enu, just do a refill. That's what I will actually do. So if you look on your sheet, you have your tenufa first, and then you have your kamitza done second, then you do a refill, and then you're going to do also haktaras komets, because the kohen is standing there with the oil in his hand. Right? He has to do something with the komets. So you put the komets on the mizbeach, and then you go back and you do your hazah and your placement on the mitzvah. That's my order. So the Gemara says, it actually asks the Babayak Tariyah to put the komets on the mizbeach. Yeah, nachanami, da'akterle. That's absolutely true. You're going to put the komets on the mizbeach, and then, as Rashi says, v'shirayim ne'achol and mamanavshach. Then you get to eat the oil alive, the remainder either way. Whether he's a mitzvah or whether it's an adava, you get to eat the oil. So the Gemara says, Amos, wait, when are you doing this kmitza and haktara? E basar matanos shiva eshava, if you're doing it after the 7, havalo shirayim shachasu, I'm sorry, when are you doing the haktara, not when are you doing the kmitza and haktara? When are you doing the haktara on the mizbeach? E basar matanos shiva, if you're doing your haktara after the matan shiva, after the hazah, you can't. Why? Because we have a principle. The principle is that he walks you through it. Havalo shirayim shachasu ben kmitza lahaktara. The remainder of the oil is now considered to be lacking between the kmitza and the haktara. Vein maktirin es hakomets alayin. And you can't bring the komets for them. Meaning, let's say, forget this whole discussion. Don't forget the whole discussion for real, but put it aside for the moment. Let's say you're bringing a regular menchas nedava. You brought your oil as a nedava. You did your kmitza, and then something happened the rest of the oil before you could put the kmitza on the mizbeach. The rule is you don't put the kmitza on the mizbeach anymore. You need the shirayim intact in order for it to be valid. So he says, if you're going to do your hazah, you're going to put the oil on the mitzvah, it says, no, that mitzvah, that oil is gone, and therefore the kmitza that you did is no good, and you can't put it on the mizbeach anymore. So that doesn't work. You can't do that 5 lines up from the bottom. Ikodem matan sheva, matnos sheva. If you're going to do your haktara before you put the 7, then you have a different problem, which is kol shemimenu leishim hareyu bebal taktiru. Anything from which you have already put something on the fire, on the Mizbeach, cannot now be used for Haktara, and not just for Haktara, but for any Avoda. Rashi walks you through it. If we had more time, I would walk you through the Rashi, but I'm waiting by my the 6:30 dismissal. The rule is that that once you already put part on the Mizbeach, you're not able to do an Avoda with the rest of it. So therefore, if you do your Haktara before you do your Hazah, you can't use the oil for the Hazah anymore. So Amar Rav Yehuda Breda Shimon Pazi, Rav Yehuda Breda Shimon Pazi comes up with the great out of Zvachim. This we use in whenever we're stuck. Demasik lehu l'shem eitzim. You know what you do? You say the Haktara is conditional. If he's a Mitzara, then it's Haktara as Kometz as appropriate, and therefore the rest is, I'm sorry, if he's a Mitzara, I'm sorry, the other round. If he's a Mitzara, then it's not Haktara at all. It's like putting wood, fuel, on the Mizbeach. And if it's an Adama, then it's a real Haktara, which is okay, because you didn't need to put the rest on the Mitzara. That's the way you'll do it. Desanyas, the Brisa, says one line up on the bottom, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer L'Reach Nichoach I'atamale, Avalatamale L'Shem Eitzim. It's in a completely different context. Rabbi Eliezer makes the comment, but it applies for us as well here, that you can do that. You can simply say, we'll treat this as Eitzim Va'ika Shirayim. But wait a minute, what about the Shirayim? Deboy mechlinu, that you want to eat the remainder, right? V'ika hachpurta delo kametzi lave. If you're adding after the kemitza, right? That's what he said. You're doing a refill after you do the kemitza. That means you've now added some oil, and that oil that you added didn't have a kemitza done on it. And therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah, the parikle in a chanami. What you do is you have to redeem the excess oil. So you're going to redeem the extra oil before you eat it. So the parikle hecha. Where did you do your prika? Where did you redeem it? E gavoi. If you're inside the Beis Hamikdash, then kama ayal chulin lazara. Then you have chulin in the Beis Hamikdash. You redeem this oil. Now it's chulin. E avroi. And if it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's the lebiyotze. Then you took kachim out of the Beis Hamikdash before you did the redemption. Lolam gavoi. It's inside. The chulin memela havyan. And what happens is you didn't bring chulin in. It was kachim when you brought it in. Now you did your prika, right? And now automatically it became chulin. But you didn't bring chulin in. Yeah. Oh, who knew? It's chulin. V'am Rabbi Shimon ein misnadvin shemen. But wait a minute. Rabbi Shimon says ein misnadvin shemen. You can't dedicate. Forget this whole discussion. You can't dedicate oil in general in the Beis Hamikdash. Stam. Here's my minchas nedava of oil. No, Tikkuni Gavra Sha'ani. We again use the same answer that we need this in order to fix this guy up. We need it in order to repair his situation so we don't have another option. This is a very interesting answer because Tosfos actually believes that the prohibition against, not the prohibition, the disqualification of dedicating oil is a del raisa. He tells us tikune. And if it's really a del raisa disqualification, then we shouldn't permit it even with Tikkuni Gavra. I was willing to permit to Rabbanans, like maybe Kachim Lebeis Hapsul. That I was willing to permit, Letikune Gavra. I shouldn't really be able to do this this way. Tosas also asks, and this is the Tosas I referred you to before, why I can't just dedicate the whole thing Kedushas Damim and redeem it in order to eat Shirayim. Going back to our first discussion about the oil. But he prefers Kedushas Haguf, because it's going to be used for Avoda. All right, well, there's a great note in the Dam Zvachim. Do I have one more second? One more second? Okay. The Gemara in Sukkah has a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan, as to how Shemitah transfers status. Rabbi Eliezer says it transfers status when you purchase it. Rabbi Yochanan says even if you redeem it. So the Rambam follows Rabbi Eliezer and says, regarding Shemitah produce, that that it only transfers its Kedusha and if you actually do it via redemption. So why won't this Tana let me, in the case of Shemitah produce and Truma, right, where I cooked it with the Truma oil, you know what you do? You didn't destroy your truma. Redeem the Shemitah produce on something else. And it's no longer Shemitah. Right. And it's no longer Shemitah. That's the Dan Zvachim's question. Just redeem the Shemitah on something else. Exchange it for something else, and the new thing gets its Kedusha. So he says, maybe this Tana follows Rabbi Lazar and says that Shemitah produce, when exchanged for something else, doesn't lose its status. The new thing gains it, but the old thing doesn't lose it. But it was a very interesting suggestion. Yeah. All right.